Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Friday! Right. Today we're going to take a look at, couple of the moves that the Bucks have made throughout the course of the last week since free agency started a week ago, and how they might affect the way the Buccaneers approach the NFL draft. Thanks for tuning in once again. Justin Pawlowski here. You can catch my show every Saturday from noon to three, well, except for maybe the next couple, because of course now not only are we the home of your best Bucks coverage, we are also the home of the Lightning and now flagship station for the Tampa Bay Rays. And because of that, well, we carry the Rays broadcast, especially during spring training, most of their spring training games. Well, especially when they're on Saturday, they're at 1. So that bumps me a little bit. However, during the regular season, good news. I think they only bump me once throughout the course of the entire season. So that is good news. This Saturday, though, I will be on until 1 o'clock. It looks like it's going to be 11:30 to 1. So you can tune in and definitely call in with any questions you might have in regards to the Bucks or Bucks free agency or the NFL draft. Today we're going to take a look at a couple of the moves the Bucks have made in the past week. The first being Kellen Winslow, going after Kellen Winslow with a second round pick. Trading a second-round pick this year and a fifth-round pick next year to get Kellen Winslow, who has had some injury problems, but he'll be one of the most, if not the most, dynamic receiver at the tight end position the Bucks have had in their history. But with losing a second-round pick, now you ask yourself, you know, a guy who has, you know, broken his leg and has torn his ACL, you know, I guess in 4 seasons, 80-plus games, he's only played in about 40, around 40 of those. That's a concern. And then you ask yourself, at the 50th overall pick, which I believe that's where the Bucks would have been selecting, could you have drafted anyone better than Kellen Winslow? And the answer's tough. I mean, considering that Kellen Winslow just 4 years ago was the 6th overall pick in the NFL draft, you know, I like the move in getting a guy like that. I mean, you know, Cleveland traded up one spot and gave up a first and a second round pick to move up one spot to get this guy. That's how much faith they had in him. Now, hopefully that reward comes with the Bucks giving up their second round pick. So no second round pick for the Bucks this year. They still have a first and a third as of right now, hopefully. And they also just went out and signed Derek Ward, running back from the New York Giants. Now him with Ernest Graham, a good 1-2 punch. And I thought, I told a couple people this, I don't know if I ever said it on the air, but I said that maybe Derek Ward should have been number one priority for the Bucks. I knew they weren't going to be able to spend a whole lot of money, even though they had a lot of money under the cap. You know, it's hard to go out and give big-time money to specific players. And whether or not, you know, Albert Haynesworth says, yeah, the Bucks were in the running, you know, in the end, he chose the Washington Redskins. Whether it was because the Buccaneers released certain players, whether it was because the money maybe not have equaled the Redskins, who knows? But in the end, Albert Haynesworth chose the Washington Redskins. And the Buccaneers, to me, I think got the guy they really needed in Derek Ward. Albert Haynesworth would have been tremendous. Would have made the Buccaneers more of a contender, or at least a contender. But Derek Ward paired with Ernest Graham in the backfield gives you a nice 1-2 punch, and you have to have running backs that can spell each other. Ernest Graham goes down last year for the Bucs, and they did not have another running back they could insert. You know, you want to question why the Bucks did so poorly in, or played so poorly and had such a poor percentage in the red zone last year. Look at when Ernest Grant, they didn't have a short yardage runner. Cadillac Williams. Work Dunn couldn't run between the tackles, and Clifton Smith fumbled. So they had no short yardage back. Now you have two. Two guys that can spell each other, and hopefully the addition of Derek Ward can help Ernest Graham get throughout an entire season without getting injured. And they can help each other. But with the signing of Derek Ward, to me, eliminates the possibility of drafting a running back. Maybe not later. Maybe if you're looking for a speed back later on in the draft, you can. But to me, with the signing of Derek Ward, with the trade of for Kellen Winslow, re-signing Michael Clayton, you bring back a franchise tag on Antonio Bryant. You know, the offense is looking solid. To me, what these moves are saying is that if they keep their pick, and that's going to be the big question, if the Bucks keep their first and third round picks. There was that rumor out there that they might have been going after Jay Cutler. There's other players out there that they could trade for if trades are a big part of what Mark Domenech wants to do in trading draft picks. He proved he'd trade a draft pick for Kellen Winslow, and he also tried to trade for Jay Cutler in giving up his first and third round picks. That would mean the Bucks wouldn't have a pick in the first three rounds of the draft. And if that's the case, there are players out there, Anquan Boldin. You know, the Giants have all these defensive linemen. How about OCU Manure? You might call me crazy, but didn't they just sign? They just signed Chris Canty, a defensive end. They have Justin Tuck. They just signed Rocky Bernard. They have a ton of defensive linemen up there. I'd imagine if they could get a first and a third for a guy coming off an ACL injury, just saying. Antonio Cromartie's name has been bantered about as being on the trade block in San Diego. He is a man-to-man corner. He'd be a good fit for Jim Bates' defense. I'm just throwing these out there. Trades could happen. But what it tells me, if the Buccaneers decide to keep their draft picks by solidifying the offensive side of the ball, they're going defense. They're going defense. That's why I threw out OC. That's why I threw out Antonio Cromartie. But if they keep their pick, hey, Larry English was my first choice. Coming off the edge, opposite of Gaines Adams. The more I think about it, and I think the debate will be on coming up here in the next couple of weeks, but I've gotten a lot of response to why it wouldn't go with Pariah Jerry for the Bucks at 19. And the reason I say that is because Pariah Jerry, you know, being 295 pounds, you know, when you look at Jim Bates and what he wants to do at defense, especially at the defensive tackle position, he wants big, mammoth run stoppers. Guys that are going to clog up the hole. A better fit than Pariah Jerry would be Ron Brace, who played next to B.J. Raji at Boston College. I'll tell you what, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if the Bucks took him at number 19. If they wanted that deep defensive tackle. Would it be a reach? It'd be a reach. Would it be a big reach? I don't think it would be a big reach at all. So look out for the name Ron Brace, and I'm sure we'll talk about him, the debate between him, Pariah Jerry, Larry English. But to me, the moves that have been made in the past week solidifies the fact that if the Bucks keep their first-round pick, expect defense to be that pick, and boy, wouldn't it be nice to see maybe a defensive tackle, defensive end, or possibly even a linebacker. I mean, is Quincy Black, Adam Hayward, or Geno Hayes the answer? Well, I guess we'll see if they don't draft that linebacker there. All right, that's it. 1 week wrapped up. We'll be back tomorrow live on the air at 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal, till 1 o'clock. And, of course, for another podcast here at JoeBucksFan.com. So have a nice weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you tomorrow and have more podcasts throughout the next couple of months as your best Buccaneer draft coverage is right here. Keep checking it out, JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal.